AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Joe Biden is calling on the people of this country to come together. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Biden says there's much to do as the nation continues facing the virus crisis amid a deep divide.
Much to repair, much to restore, much to heal, much to build, and much to gain.
It can only happen with unity.
We must end this uncivil war.
On the Capitol's West Front, where Trump backers stormed the building 2 weeks ago, Biden never mentioned his predecessor, and Trump did not show up, having flown to Florida hours earlier. At 78, Biden is the oldest president inaugurated, and running mate Kamala Harris also made history as the first black person and the first of South Asian descent to assume the vice presidency. Sagar Magani, Washington.
St. Anselm's College political science professor Chris Galderi in New Hampshire was asked about Biden's statement that democracy will prevail.
I think Biden was talking not just about the insurrection at the Capitol 2 weeks ago, but also just the degree of activism that you saw from Democrats and from Trump opponents throughout Trump's term in office.
Biden has already started work, swearing in about 1,000 appointees, signing a series of executive actions to roll back action taken by now former President Donald Trump.
I think some of the things we're going to be doing are going to be are bold and vital, and there's no time to start like today. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm proud of today's executive actions. I'm going to start by keeping the promises I made to the American people.
The first order he signed was mandating the wearing of masks at federal facilities and properties as a way to curtail the coronavirus. The Senate, which is now in the hands of the Democrats, has confirmed Biden's first cabinet appointee, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines. This is AP News. The coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 400,000 people in this country as the states report shortages of the vaccines.
California is reporting its second highest number of coronavirus deaths. California is one of many states struggling to get vaccines. It's the same story in Florida and New York. Bill de Blasio is the mayor of New York City.
We've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply.
President Biden is vowing to administer 100 million shots in his first 100 days. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says less than half of the 36 million doses distributed to states have been administered so far. Pfizer and Moderna say they are both on track to meet its supply commitments. I'm Ed Donahue.
A man, a citizen of Afghanistan, was detained in Berlin twice after throwing snowballs and other projectiles while yelling anti-Trump slogans at the U.S. consulate. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.